I'm Laura Winters. This Saturday, the U.S. government on the brink of a shutdown after lawmakers do not come to an agreement on funding. The impact, potentially enormous, with active duty troops and border patrol agents would go without pay. Close to 7 million women and children would be cut from the WIC food assistance program. There could be disruptions at the airport if TSA officers walk off the job. This has happened in the past. USA's Skip Kelly reports.
The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. The House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. The bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. Speaker McCarthy suffered a setback, reflecting the mounting pressure from the more conservative members of his party. In the meantime, the Senate is poised to pass its own bipartisan spending bill, despite McCarthy's declaration that he will not present it for a vote.
That's USA's Skip Kelly reporting. Now, House Speaker Republican Kevin McCarthy suggesting a clean bill without aid to Ukraine included in it. Over in the Senate, lawmakers are working on a bipartisan plan to fund the government. This plan includes $6 billion to continue to fund the war in Ukraine. An initial vote expected today, but because of Senate rules, a final vote not until Monday. The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now. Tributes pouring in for the late Dianne Feinstein.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Folks who live in the Northeast looking to dry out after record rain hits towns in New Jersey and New York City. Flash flooding, a huge problem in Brooklyn, and water cascading into the New York City subway system, causing flooding and signal issues in the train system. Flooding on the Grand Central Parkway as people trying to drive to LaGuardia Airport to catch flights. Record-breaking rain over at JFK Airport in Queens, where almost 8 inches of rain hits. New York City Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency. In Fairfield, New Jersey, about 25 miles from New York City, a man rescued by a police officer as his car fills with water. The officer putting the driver on his back and carrying him to safety in waist-deep water. In other news, the long arm of the law catching up with a criminal in Las Vegas. Las Vegas police arresting a man in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur, who was shot not far from the famous Las Vegas Strip and then passing away a few days later. Here's Sheriff Kevin McMahill with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. KPD, for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
And Tupac Shakur was just 25 years old when he was murdered in Vegas. I'm Laura Winters. This is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.